Hello and welcome to another episode of the +63 HP podcast. I'm one of your hosts, John Clemente. Alongside with me are two of my best friends, starting with the man with the pink headset, Chabox. How are you doing?
Hello, welcome. Excited to be here for another just series review.
Awesome. And with us also, fresh from work, is Arnie. How are you doing?
Hello there. I'm doing fine. Not sure about the email I'm going to be sending my manager later.
work troubles. But if this is your first time hopping onto our channel, thank you very much and welcome to the +63 HP stable of podcasts. If you are in want of awesome content, we have a new show or a show dropping almost every day of the week. On Mondays and Tuesdays, we review a TV series, much like this one that we're going to review right now, or a movie. We provide our opinions. We deep dive into our thoughts, things that we like and didn't like about that show. Give you a rating so that you would know if you should watch it with your friends as well. On Wednesdays, we have our very, very first D&D campaign recorded for posterity and put out onto the YouTubes for you guys as entertainment. So come watch us do that as well. And on Thursdays, we have a curated list of trailers, featurettes, video clips, and whatnot. We gauge how hyped we are for that particular content and then give it a plus or minus rating so we can let you guys know whether you should be hyped about it as well. Occasionally on Fridays, Chabox and our other best friend, RJ, cannot get enough of D&D, so they did another campaign where they are bad guys. So if you want to watch that, we occasionally drop that on a Friday. But on this particular episode, the new hotness dropped on Netflix, continuing the trend of live-action anime adaptations. We have our high school classic. For most of you guys watching, you probably weren't even born when it was out on the TVs, but this was a classic tagalized anime that was on network TV when we were in high school growing up. In the Philippines, it was called Ghost Fighter. In Japanese, it is Yu Yu Hakusho. I did not do my assignment this week. I was traveling for work, so I wasn't able to really watch it. But you are in good hands. So I'm going to turn it over to Chabox and Arnie for them to talk about the series. Initially, a little bit more of like a non-spoilery review for people who haven't seen or not familiar with the franchise. And then they'll go deep into the nitty-gritty of the 5-episode miniseries that we have in Netflix. So, Chabox and Arnie, take it away.
So, yeah, and Arnie, initial thoughts.
Initial thoughts. It's not One Piece, but at least it's not Dragon Ball. live adaptation, by the way, for context.
So for me, I really enjoyed it. Didn't reach the heights of One Piece, but I think it was too short, but the action was really good. Yusuke was really good. Because it was short, the characterizations of the others weren't that much, but Yusuke was really good, and I love that they kept him being an asshole, and so that was really good. And let's just go episode by episode. So first episode, let me get the net.
I'm hopping on, like, Yu Yu Hakusho live action. There we go. Hatsuro Mashima. Oh, there's no synopsis on Wikipedia.
Yeah, at least we got... Oh, yeah, there's no even title names I forgot. Because Lucas was like, why is it episode 5, episode 5? That's what it said. The title was only episode 5. So, we just have to spitball this. So basically, in this world, there's like before the world was connected. The normal world was connected through a big hole to the demon world, and then So the demons, some would escape to the normal world and wreak havoc. But did it say Arnie who did it? But I guess was it the spirit world came in and fixed it and
Yeah,
blocked the
so
hole.
somebody created a barrier.
Yeah, but then recently it's starting to collapse the barrier, and one of the small demon insect things comes out and controls a human and makes them go crazy. And this is where we see Yusuke, our main guy, save a kid and get run over very, very violently.
Oh yeah.
I loved how he got hit by this fucking truck.
Yeah. Did you get
And
the Easter egg of the theme
the
song was
soundtrack,
playing?
yeah, it was
Yeah.
playing. So yeah, we meet Yusuke. We flash back to later that day, I think, or something. And he's not your typical delinquent. He's more like he's not really a good guy also, but I guess he does what he wants
Yeah,
there.
he
So
just
whether
doesn't
it's good or
give.
bad, so he doesn't. He does what he
He
wants,
doesn't
and
give an F.
I like that. Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck. That's basically it. And he helps when he wants to help, but it's not because he's trying to be a hero or anything. He just thinks that's what he wants to do at that moment. That's what he does. So, and he's kind of rude. I like it. And so that he beats up guys. I love that. The action is really what I enjoyed. He sees Kuwabara, one of the main characters, trying
Or
to.
Alfred
Or Alfred wants
Robana.
to, who looks beat up, which means Yusuke already beat him up like a day or a few days ago, and he wants to get back at him, and they fight. So it's like 4-on-1, right?
Yeah.
Kuwabara with three other guys, and there's a nice some nice scenes here where after they meet up or after he confronts Yusuke, it cuts to a scene of the alleyway, and then in the alleyway we see Kuwabara and the crew fly there, and then suddenly we just see a fucking flying drop kick from Yusuke. It was so good. That fight was so good. And then so anyways, he does get killed, and then he goes to the spirit world, and we get the nice scene where was it Enma? Was it the
Enma,
name?
Enma.
Enma and
Yeah.
Botan. So Enma gives him a deal of be a spirit detective and work for them, and he'll resurrect him. And he says, "No, I'm good." Like he doesn't want to do it. But Botan shows him that he is missed, because Yusuke said he thinks people are more happy that he's not there. So he shows that his mom misses him, and what's the name of the girl? Is that you? Keiko? Is it Keiko? No.
No, Keiko is the sister
No,
hold on,
that's Yukina, di
Yukina,
ba?
Yukina, yeah.
Let me see.
Because Keiko is a Hiei's sister, so it's Yukina, I think.
Yukina, Keiko. No, it's Keiko. Keiko Yukimura
Keiko Auger.
is the friend. Yukina is the
A sister
sister.
of okay.
Okay, so and then at the same time, the demon insect thing infects one of Yusuke's classmates, the one being bullied, and then they have this, and as he's being bullied by the bullies, he goes crazy and starts a fire and kicks their asses. And then Kuwabara comes in with his troop and tries to fight him. And they're also beaten up. And so Yusuke comes back alive and he fights this creature. And with a nice the fight scene is, I think, the best way to describe it is it's visceral. It's very visceral, very fast, very creative in the shots and in the choreography. And in the end, he saves him by being able to draw out the demon creature and killing it, and then he's back. So that's episode one. Episode two, crap, what's my memory? Arnie, help me.
Episode 2, I think it's so.
Oh, episode 2, yeah. So episode 2 starts with the three demons, the three yokais, right?
Yeah. Yokais,
Hiei, Kurama, and forgot the big guy.
Dennis.
Huh? Danny? I
Dennis.
forgot the big guy's name. The red demon.
Goki, Goki.
Okay. So we start
And
episode
then
2 with Enma saying that there's these three items that are very powerful. And then at the same time, these three yokais intercept it. So Gouke is a big Hulk type creature. And he got like a ball that can absorb souls so he can eat it. And this motherfucker goes after children. And then, so he was the first target of Yusuke. And then they have another fight scene, another amazing fight scene in a junkyard. And
Yeah.
his movements are just so good. I mean, of course, some of the shots, especially when they're together, you can see the CGI effect a little bit. The lighting is not perfect, but the movement, the choreography, the dodging and the weaving. I love how they incorporate some kind of MMA also. Anyway, when he was on top of the
Yeah.
car and he grabbed the head, it was like doing some knees on it. Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
And then eventually he does. He starts using the ray gun a little bit, and he beats him, and creatively actually, and then by jamming something in the mouth and then shooting it with the ray gun, and then he retrieves the ball, and then next is Kurama,
Kurama, yeah.
yeah, who appears to be very. Eventually he finds out that he's not a bad guy. He just wants the Mirror of Darkness because it's an item where you can wish for something. And as he tells it, he was a yokai who got injured and hid inside a fertilized
Human.
human egg.
Yeah.
So basically, he has a mother. He grew up there. And who's dying from a sickness. Probably cancer, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
And he wants to wish her well. And Yusuke allows him to do it. But saves him because he knows that when you ask for a wish and it's granted, it takes your life. So Yusuke joins in the wish and gives him half his life. So Kurama gets another half, and so they continue. So they able to fulfill the needs of the mirror and saving the mom and not killing Kurama, which I think is kind of unfair on Yusuke because Kurama's lifespan is probably longer, so that half
Yeah.
is a lot more longer than half of Yusuke. But either way,
Well, I mean, if you're going to follow the anime character, is he really human though? Is he? Well, it's
yeah,
really,
I
you know.
know. So
Yeah.
anyway, so th there is
Yeah.
that, and then episode 3 is the training episode where we meet
Gengai.
Genkai. So first, this is what I was telling Jong a while ago, where the five episodes is so short that it's too fast. Like, as soon as this episode starts, I thought, like, did I miss the episode? Because Yusuke's already running in a compound where, so there's this rich asshole who has a yokai captive, a girl who can
Ice tears or something
has
like ice
tears of ice
steel.
that apparently are very expensive or very valuable, and it turns out it's is it Hiei's sister? Why did she say? Why did he say?
So in the
In the
well
manga, what's
in
in?
that
I don't
episode,
remember.
in that episode, because he used the sword that he stole to get
Yeah,
the eye, right? Which he only used once in the entire show,
that's the only
which
thing he
kind of
want. Yeah.
so
So and
it
yeah,
led him to
wait.
that. But in the end of the fifth episode, it was shown that the yokai was not even his sister.
But in the manga
So
or anime, is it?
I'm not as
I
versed
don't remember.
as
Yeah, me as well.
like especially the earlier parts of Ghost Fighter, because it's unlike Kenshin or the other animes that they just on rotation, just being like played all the time. Ghost Fighter was just played once, and then it took a while, and then we got, you know, distracted with Slam Dunk and all these other
Yeah.
stuff. And I
But
think it's
it
like,
says here
yeah.
in the manga or anime, he is the brother. They're twins
He's the
actually.
brother. Okay.
But he never told her. I don't know why. Or
Oh,
something.
okay.
So anyways,
All right.
Hiei
Vincent.
stole the dagger. What was the name of the dagger?
It's a sort of, I just think of it as a sort of requirement or something like that,
Is
or like
it, so he
it
got
grants
the third.
abilities.
Yeah, it grants abilities, and the ability he wanted was a third eye that's able to try to find, which is even didn't even work that well, trying to find his sister. And so that's where we get in the third episode. Yusuke, I said Eugene. Yusuke was tracking Hiei inside the compound where he thought his sister was, and they fight because Hiei is one of the quiet ones who doesn't really need, unlike Kurama, who explained himself, so it didn't lead to a fight with him and Yusuke. Hiei isn't one to speak and just fight, and he's really fast. Again, his speed was well done. I like his movements here, and he beats Yusuke, which brings us to Yusuke being brought to Genkai for training. And but Kuwabara wants to train with him, and he bumblingly finds his way in the middle of all the
I
spirit
mean,
fights.
the show didn't show. I mean, maybe because he was near death when he was fighting the first yokai. It didn't explain why he was able to see Botan and but yeah, but I like it.
Yeah, I
It's
mean
like a
that goes on to the short 5 episode series where the only reason that Kuwabara knew that there were spirits was because he saw the Botan with Yusuke, and his friend said, "Who are you talking about? Which girl are you talking?" That's it. Because of that, he already went and involved himself in, which is so light, you know,
Even all
like
in, yeah.
he didn't
I
did
mean,
not enough
in the manga,
characterization.
it's in the character in the manga, it is still because Alfred is kind of like the slapstick comic relief in a way, right? Yeah, so it makes sense, yeah. But yeah, I mean, the short episodes and sometimes even the editing was like, whoa, did I miss it? Because I have to rewind it, right? So I have, so yeah,
Which is
it
good
does
action
suffer.
wise, like the beat's fast, but then yeah, it makes
But in terms of
you.
character development, all that. But anyway, so yeah, that's is that episode 3-3, or we have
That
more?
was so well in
Oh,
episode three,
so
so
training.
the it's training. Kuwabara does the typical Demon Slayer, trying to cut stone, a big stone slab with a wooden sword. But and then Eugene, oh shit, Yusuke, training with a finger stand, like to focus his energy on the ray gun. And we see, I like the difference here because Yusuke's not smart, but he's smart enough to question things, and Kuwabara's not smart at all. So
He's a blunt object, basically.
yeah, but this one helped him in the training because when Genkai said do this, he didn't ha he's not smart enough to question it, and he just keeps doing it. While Eugene is not smart enough to figure everything out, but he's smart enough not to have doubts, and it took him a while. It took Kuwabara's rivalry with him to finally push himself to the training, which that's what he did, Jung, for 12, 20, what, 20 days. He just
20
finger
days.
he did the finger stand. That's his
There's no
training.
martial, there's not even a martial arts training montage. I was expecting a training montage, but it was just
Just
like
one fight. There was just one fight with him
just
in
one fight.
Genkai. But that's it. The whole 20 days was just him.
Although the Morpheus fight is actually nice.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that
I
was
like it.
fine. So anyway, so yeah, he figures it out. And then, like an idiot, he tests his ray gun into the sky where everybody sees
Stop it.
What the fuck? It's like those idiots that shoot to the sky using guns in New Year's Eve. You know, like shoot to the ground or find a place where you can shoot it on the ground safe instead of the sky where you hit somebody. So anyways. Oh, we also skipped around. So the main bad guy is Sakyo. He's I thought he was a yokai or something. Apparently he's just a human who's really good at gambling. And
Yeah,
he's
and
so bored with life that he wants to open the barrier between the demon world and the
I
human
do the same
world.
when I'm bored. I
And
just want the
then, so he's
demons.
been manipulating, getting money from the rich to fund his scientists to open the barrier, and he's getting help from Toguro, Because Taguro wants is so powerful, he wants to fight to use his full
Demons.
power. So he
Yeah.
wants to go to the demon world. So anyways, that's episode 3. So at the end of that, they extend an invitation to the group and they go to
They kidnapped Yukina.
oh yeah, okay. They kidnap Yukina, so they invite the
But they
group.
tried to frame they tried to frame Hiei
Oh,
over.
you're right, okay. So
Yeah.
they kidnap Yukina, with a shapeshifter trying to make it look like Hiei did it to make Yusuke and Hiei fight, but they do fight a little bit, but thankfully Kuwabara interrupts and put some sense into
Kurama.
them. Akurama.
Kurama, yeah.
And then they're in then that's when they're invited to the island where Sakyo and Yukina and Keiko are. And Kuwabara comes in also. And I mean it's corny, but I do like the shot that they all have different colors. The green,
I mean,
blue, red, and black.
that's your typical anime, right?
Yeah,
There's
but
a
this is
color
more
theory.
pronounced because their uniforms are like
I
long
mean,
sleeves and all whole body. So it's like really distinctive.
it's like the mention in the X-Men, the first X-Men movie, like, oh, where you expect the yellow spandex, like, but here they followed the costumes at
Yeah.
least, so that's good, yeah.
And why did it mention why Yusuke's the only one with like the cropped up uniform? Because all of them have the green long jersey long polos. And then
Yeah.
he has the cropped up
Yeah.
short
In
I like it
anime,
on him.
his dad wore too, though. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the episode 3. So 4,
Yeah.
they arrive into the island and at the same time Sakyo is there and he's getting more money by playing these rich men to make bets on the
Oops.
fight. So
Squid Game.
yeah,
Squid Game.
basically Squid Game. So as they get there, we get the first fight is Kurama versus forgot his name. That Boo is the one with Hiei.
Yeah, I forgot, but it's like I thought it
Yeah,
was a female, but it was like
it's a
the masked
guy.
one,
Yeah,
like the
so
explosive
yeah,
yokai.
so I like his power because his power is like he can throw explosive air balls, but it's transparent, so it's really hard to see. And he can do it
Yeah.
as much as he wants. So Kurama was really having a hard time. And then Hiei comes into Bui, who's like this armored giant with a big axe. So they're fighting. And Yosuke is just running laps around somewhere because it's taking forever for him to get where he's going. And then you see that flight of ramp where he was talking to Enma? It's just so fucking long. Are you going? It would have been funny. It would have been better and funnier if it was like Luffy, because Luffy's gonna get lost. But him, it seemed like he knew where he was going, but it was just taking so long. And
And
then
then
even Kuwabara
Kurabara was
found the girls first.
Yukina. Yeah.
Yeah, so the girls escaped and then found Kuwabara. So those happened at the same time, like three fights while Yusuke's just running
Yeah.
somewhere. Right, so we get a nice fight with you, Kuwabara and the guy, and so they're fighting. At first, it's even with Kuwabara using the whip, but he gets overwhelmed with the spirit, the explosions, and then surprisingly, we do get the
Fox.
transformation into the
Yeah.
fox, the white fox,
And I like the
and
way they did it because it didn't look cheap. Yeah, right? It looked
yeah.
okay. It looked good.
I liked it. Though
Yeah.
he looked a little more handsome in the red hair for some reason than the white. But it looked good. It looked good. I like it.
It looked good.
And so they fight. This one, I think, from my bad recollection
The
of
anime.
the anime, this was pretty accurate in how it went. Like he became the fox, and then he overwhelms the bad guy. But then
And then
since
runs.
he hasn't been the fox for so long, he runs out of energy.
Yeah.
But in the end, he wins because he plants a seed inside the bad guy and
Yeah.
it explodes. So he beats
Yeah.
him. And then Hiei fights Bui. He destroys his armor. And then we realize that Bui was doing the Rock Lee thing where He was armored, but it was so fucking heavy, it slowed him down. So when he took it off, he was faster. And then just before he was about to die, he unleashes the dragon tattoo. The only issue is like there's no explanation why he had that. The only thing he said was bandaged. What it is. He just said I was hoping to keep this until the end, but it looked good. I mean, it was badass. And then so he uses it. The dragon energy comes out and explodes and just kills Bui. And then we get Kuwabara and the girls fighting at first like this creature, and then they escape the creature only to end up against the older Taguro, right? The smaller, shape-shifting. He looks like he has kind of venom-like powers.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can describe it.
So or he like the clown from One Piece. Kind of like, you can't really get rid of him.
Yeah, I think it's more like Venom because like, anyway you cut him, he just reforms. And he can make it long and like a whip and like a blade. So the whenever Kuwabara would cut him, he just heal up. So they're just running. And then finally we get Yusuke getting to the main room and fighting Taguro. I was just disappointed they didn't use more of the percentage. Yeah. I don't know why, if that was... Was it only in the Philippines that thing came that became a meme, maybe?
No,
that's why.
No, actually when I... Because I'm part of some Yu Yu Hakusho groups. They know about the 80%.
Okay, so everybody's commenting on that. Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, he only mentioned, this monster is not worth it. So just 30%. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so they just mentioned it once. But so he fights with Taguro. He gets his ass kicked. And he goes, I think he goes to 30%, right? For this one, the first one. Same size as the monster with Yusuke. So they fight and he gets beaten up. I kind of like how they did his 30%. Like, it's a combination. You still have some shots that look like a Matrix 2 and 3. But sometimes it looks good. And I don't know if they got another actor for the 30%. Because his face looks a little different.
Yeah.
Bigger makeup.
Is it
just one actor, or maybe they've got a bodybuilder? I don't know, but it looked a little different, which I appreciate. Because for me, if I did it, I would have casted one guy for the normal, then one guy for 30%, one guy for like the bigger guys. Yeah. But yeah,
they could have done the Captain America thing, like start with a skinny guy and then CGI, you know, whatever.
So the action was good here. Yeah, any action with Yusuke is always good. His physical movement's good. But he's getting his ass beaten, and then we get Hiei and Kurama come in, and they fight, and he gets bigger and stronger, and then they're still getting their ass beat, and then Kuwabara and the girls come, and that's when the older Taguro mentions that because they didn't tell that. Oh, we missed it. But after Yusuke left Genkai, Taguro came and visited her and killed her. But they didn't tell, and Enma didn't tell Yusuke. So we go here for the typical Taguro mentions. The older Taguro mentions that Genkai's dead. They killed her. And it enrages Yusuke. And this is where like the emotional beat didn't kind of hit on me. Like, you met her for like half an episode, and you're already so like for my master. Like, that kind of didn't land for me emotionally. Yeah. But I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And so how did this fight go? In the end.
I mean, they couldn't over, like, even with their teaming up, they're not, the Taguro is just too strong to, and was able to resist everybody.
Oh no, he levels up with the spirit up. Using the spirit energy thing that Genkai gave him, and he's able to kick Taguro's ass. But then he comes back with 100% Taguro.
Yeah.
And then uses the thumb flicking thing.
Yeah, the thumb
gun. And then so he wants to Yusuke to be, because he knows that Yusuke's not full powered yet.
Yeah.
So he's injuring Kuwabara and kinds of kills him.
Yeah.
And then threatens to kill the girls, and that's when Yusuke goes 100% and basically shoots him with a ray gun that that burns him up and eventually destroys him. And saves the day. And then we get like a little backstory also of Toguro.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really go into detail, just saying that one day a yokai kills his students, and then he goes for revenge and sacrifices what he loves for power, which he didn't say. They didn't really say anything with how he got the power or what he sacrificed.
Yeah. And how he became a yokai.
Yeah, so he was human. So they didn't really go into detail in that. And I can't also remember the details. And in the end, we see him walking to hell. Interrupted by Genkai trying to convince him that he doesn't have to do it, but he does. And then I thought Genkai was gonna follow her, but she didn't.
And then
that's it.
And then Sakyo killed himself because he lost. And
I appreciate that, because he made a bet with Enma that if Toguro wins, the barrier will go down. And if Yusuke wins, he dies. And he was a man of his word. Yeah. And Toguro kills his... He was the one that killed his older brother.
Yeah.
And, because he was annoyed with him.
That was so weird. There's an end credit scene, though.
Yeah.
The bird's eating his...
the end credit scene was like a bird picking on the head of the older Toguro. Because he was in the beach. And then like the final scene was them coming home in the boat, right?
Yeah.
In the ship. And that's Yu Yu Hakusho season 1, hopefully more.
Yeah.
That is it. So what's your thoughts on final thoughts?
So like I said earlier, it's not One Piece. Like, because One Piece, the way they did it, I mean, even though I haven't seen it, the entire One Piece universe, I'm in because of the way they made it, right?
Uh-huh.
But at least it's not Dragon Ball. But still, it needed a little, maybe if it was 10 episodes, it could have fleshed out the characters and the motivations further. And the fights and some of the edits are also very janky. So kind of like you could tell, like, maybe there was a deleted scene and they just whatever. And then some of the CGI was, whoa. I mean, it's not One Piece. I mean, but I think it's on the level of RRR, if I'm not mistaken, the Yogiichi Box.
I think the effects are pretty well made for TV series, for Netflix.
For TV series, plus I think
it had more effect shots than One Piece, so I was expecting a little dip. And for me, it overcame it, because the action, like I said, especially with Yusuke, they really did his movements well. It's visceral. Yeah. That's what I was telling Jong between the break, that this series made me appreciate One Piece more, because even One Piece with just 8 episodes, all the motivations and all the depth, character depth, they were able to do it. Here, it just...
Because I think also because One Piece episodes are longer, right? I think it's an hour each.
Yeah, closer to an
50
hour.
To an hour.
You feel whereas with Yu-Yo or Ghost Fighters, like half an hour, 45 minutes in some cases. It also, like, at least it got rid of a lot of the filler episodes from the anime.
Yeah, they really spent time on the action, from what I think.
Yeah
it's like 44, 48, budget, 48 minutes, 54.
I think the budget was spent on the action, and in terms of the writing cohesiveness is not as but you know, like I said, it's, I mean, because like they didn't even tackle, because I know in the cartoons, in the anime, the Ghost Fighter, when he learned the ray gun, he could only do it once a day, but here it seems like he could do it at will.
Yeah.
So but it was just, but yeah, I mean, the action, I mean, the guy playing Eugene Yusuke, I like him. I mean,
even the spirit wave orb, they didn't explain what it was.
Yeah, what it was. Like, okay, so you have it. So now,
what does it do? You know, like,
is it like the Optimus Prime thing or
Matrix?
Is it the Matrix? Or yeah, but yeah, but the actor, I mean, he's not your typical good-looking guy,
because mm-hmm.
you would expect him to look like, you know, like a.
Even the anime, he looks like the typical pretty boy.
Yeah, he looked pretty well. He would have looked like a K-pop BTS, but now, but he looks like, you know, there's some angles like, hey, he kind of looks Filipino too.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Filipino too.
yeah, but Botan, I like Botan. Not quite sold with Enma, because I could, like, the actors like talking through a pacifier, like I could see like the the speech is kind of like distorted a little bit, but I like actually the main characters. I like the casting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you know, and it's not a fail yet. Toguro, I think, yeah, if they said like the 80% level, or like, or at least if his character was more fleshed out, because I don't remember him dying in the cartoons.
I think he did, but I don't remember. It's been a while. Yeah, I think he did, but
like, so, you know, but plus, yeah, I mean, it was short, like the, because I think that in the anime it was an actual tournament.
Yeah, there was a tournament, the dark tournament or something.
Dark
yeah,
tournament.
But, yeah, but this yes. one is more like, it's like a rescue mission, and Kate crashed a Squid Game basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you know, at least the rich people that they were, that the guy was using, they're not cartoon characters like Squid Game, so I'm okay with that. So, yeah.
Well, so there is that. What's your final rating?
Drop your ratings.
I'll be a mid-8. A mid-8. Like, if you're a fan of Yu Yu Hakusho, I wouldn't expect a lot. But it's a good show.
For me, Bucks? I'd go a 7 with a high 8 7. For the action. But,
oh yeah, the action.
Just yeah, especially with One Piece out, the characterization is just not a lot of depth. But I'd watch season 2. I'd be happy to see more of it. So there is that, and yeah, so that is it, guys. Yu Yu Hakusho Netflix for. The 63 HP, and see you next week.